A strike by Lufthansa has air travel a mess, especially in Europe today.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. Pilots for the German airline Lufthansa walked off the job today, the first of a three-day strike over wages and pensions. The pilots' union and management blame each other for the impasse that forced Lufthansa to cancel about 900 flights so far, many in Europe, some of them on intercontinental routes. 425,000 passengers could end up directly affected. The BBC's Steve Evans is covering this from Berlin. Morning, Steve.
Good morning to you.
So what's Lufthansa doing with the stranded passengers?
It's warned them. It's sent out hundreds of thousands of texts and emails saying, don't come to the airport. And by and large, the passengers seem to have clicked on their phones, read the messages, and decided not to go to the airport. The trains are doing a roaring trade. The hit on the airline then, though, is that they are refunding all those fares for those who don't reschedule.
Now, the union doesn't like the wage offer, but Lufthansa's up against some, what, tough competition on some of the European routes?
There is immense competition from low-cost airlines, which are getting better and better. So Lufthansa, with all those old ways of doing things, the big pension funds, that kind of thing, is struggling to meet this demand. Particularly, for example, there are Eastern European budget airlines springing up. Having said all that, Lufthansa remains a profitable airline, but those profits are being eaten away, and the fear is for the future.
The BBC's Steve Evans in Berlin. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
In Chile, authorities are still assessing the effects of a massive 8.2 magnitude earthquake last night. Five people are known dead. Power remains out in spots and landslides blocked roads. In the U.S., it's now 28 people known dead in that mudslide 11 days ago in Washington state. Also, more than 40 structures are thought to have been swept away or damaged, and many owners will have trouble getting financial relief, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Coverage for hazards like mudslide can cost an extra $1,000 a year or more, and few homeowners carry it, says Carl Newman of the Northwest Insurance Council.
If you're in a floodplain or if you're above or below a steep slope or you're in an earthquake country, those are risks that not every policyholder would face, and they require special coverage.
The risk might have been greater for some. A local TV station has identified one homeowner who bought a foreclosed property in the slide zone. At the height of the recession, 40% of sales in this county were foreclosures. Local realtor Herbert Burkhart says purchase contracts for foreclosures often don't include a seller's disclosure statement listing problems like landslide.
A lot of banks did not want to provide a disclosure statement at all because they don't know anything about these properties that they're foreclosing on.
Washington's governor has requested federal disaster assistance, which may be all that many residents get to help pay off their mortgages and rebuild. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Checking the readouts from the markets now. The FT 100 in London is up 0.3%. Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures are all up. This week here on Marketplace, we're exploring what it means that so many Americans are on food stamps right now. It's one in seven of us, an historic high. It turns out some of the same stores that profit most from this government anti-hunger program also play a complicated role in the larger fight against hunger. Chrissy Clark reports from Marketplace's Wealth and Poverty Desk.
To give a sense of her company's commitment to the fight against hunger, Carrie Denniston of the Walmart Foundation takes me to the meat department of a Walmart in Bentonville, Arkansas.
High-protein items are one of the most desirable and difficult to get through the charitable food system.
Walmart has pledged to donate $2 billion in cash and food over 5 years. And Denniston says every day at stores across the country, workers now sort through shelves to find stuff just past the sell-by date, but still safe to eat.
And then it goes to a local agency. So that meat may end up being distributed at a food pantry to a mom so that she can make tacos for her kids.
Right, Walmart, Save-A-Lot, Giant Eagle and everybody, Kroger's, they actually send a lot of food back over here.
Jordan Moore is a volunteer at a food pantry in Columbus, Ohio. He calls the donations a blessing, but it throws him when someone comes into the pantry in need of help and mentions they work at one of the stores that donates food. This happened recently with a Walmart worker, Moore says, and he thought to himself,
how does that work? You pay me to work, I work, you send food, I have to go pick up your food from another place because you ain't paying me enough to get it from here. I don't know. I like Walmart. But they could pay a little bit more because they got a lot of employees up in here.
This trend in working people needing food assistance is something Jason Elkert thinks a lot about. He's deputy director of the Ohio Association of Food Banks. But because his group gets a lot of support from low-wage retail companies, talking about the issue can be tricky.
It's one of those situations where, well, let's talk about this in some way where we're not offending them.
And no. Do you have an approach?
No, we haven't quite done it yet.
Others have tried. Matt Habash is the CEO of the Mid-Ohio Food Bank, where several big retail executives sit on the board. At a recent meeting, Habash started talking to them about promoting a living wage.
And some of the folks in that room were employers who knew that, you know, their wage scales were not, and they acknowledged that. So they're willing to engage in the conversation.
But no action yet. Habash says he'll keep pushing, but he's been warned the issue might scare some donors. I'm Chrissy Clark for Marketplace.
Our Secret Life of a Food Stamp series is accumulating online at marketplace.org. There is a calculator there that you might want to try that shows what it's like to balance a family budget with a low-wage job, even with supplements like food stamps. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.